This is KNBA News. I'm Jacqueline Estes. A lawsuit has put a halt to the Environmental Protection Agency's work on the Pebble Mine. The Pebble Limited Partnership alleges EPA violated a federal law by establishing and working with groups of mine critics that essentially acted as advisory committees. Until that's settled, EPA cannot work on the Bristol Bay Watershed Assessment or the dredge and fill restrictions it had intended to make final earlier this year. That's according to a ruling Thursday by Federal Court Judge H. Russell Holland. Holland denied the EPA's motion to dismiss the case, which was argued last week in Anchorage Court. Both sides in the suit say the case is likely to go on for at least a year. In a separate but related lawsuit, the third filed by Pebble against EPA in federal court, Pebble is suing for more EPA documents and emails. Pebble alleges the agency has been slow to respond to its requests under the Freedom of Information Act. 10 years ago, the American Dental Association unsuccessfully sued to get the Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium to halt its Alaska Dental Health Aid Therapist Program. Now the program has won a national award for its innovative approach to providing Alaska Natives with dental care. The director of the Dental Health Aid Therapist Training Program, Dr. Mary Willard, accepted the Indian Health Service Director's Award last week on behalf of the team she says has changed dental health in Alaska.
40,000 people now have access to direct patient care by a dental provider living in their community where there probably wasn't ever one that lived in these smaller communities before.
The Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium launched the Dental Health Therapist Program 10 years ago because tribal health organizations across the state were continually recruiting but always short of dentists, and Alaska Native children had cavity rates 2.5 times higher than kids in the lower 48. Dental therapists get 2 years training, including a hands-on practicum. They can do fillings, extract baby teeth, and apply sealants. Willard says they also focus on patient education.
One of the DHET, Aurora Johnson, reported that in a school where she typically saw 8 or so kids with no cavities out of the 60 in the school, this year she had 34 with no cavities. So that's a huge increase and exactly what we're looking for. Our Alaska Native children around the state can and should be cavity-free.
Willard says regional hub providers say they're now seeing fewer emergency flights from the villages that have dental therapists who they say catch problems early.
Alaska is frankly the best model that should be exported to other parts of the country.
Al Yee is a senior project advisor for Community Catalyst, a national consumer health advocacy organization. He says Minnesota and Maine have adopted legislation authorizing dental therapists to provide care, and New Mexico and Vermont have pushed legislation through one house in their legislatures. Yee says organizations in some 15 other states are working to launch pilot projects as a first step toward authorization of dental therapists. Yee says one of the selling points is better dental care.
People just may not have access to dentists because, for instance, they may not have insurance or they may have Medicaid. In their particular geography, there may not be a lot of providers that take Medicaid patients. So it's more than just the geographic distance of highly rural areas like obviously in Alaska. But there are access issues even in inner cities as well.
Yee says because the dental therapists live in the communities they serve, they provide culturally appropriate care in villages. Yee says dental therapists are also cost-effective. The American Dental Association has attacked the program since it began. The ADA says therapists are not qualified to do fillings and extractions. However, supporters say several studies have shown dental therapists provide quality care equal to or exceeding that of dentists. The ADA has fought the authorization of dental therapists in several other states. Reporting in Anchorage, I'm Jacqueline Estes.